Podcast. I'm your host, Bryn, and with me is Jenny. Jenny, how are you?
I'm doing well.
We're another weekend, and on episode 3.
Man.
Come so far.
So far, we can't turn back because we're too lazy to walk back.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Still no sponsors, but hey. The more episodes we do, the more likely they are to come.
Rain.
Blender's Hour.
Yeah, those two.
No, but what they say, if you build it, they will come. We are building it. Soon they'll come.
Feel free to come. Not on us, but to us.
And
too dirty?
We're already off to a riveting start.
We are. We can talk about positive things first, if that's a riveting start.
Okay, positive things. Let's hear positive.
Things are starting to reopen.
I know. I'm getting the good news, and it is
Georgia.
Fantastic.
Florida's paved the way, my beautiful state, with beaches full of idiots, but it's okay because this is the first wave. Georgia's opening bowling alleys. I don't know about movie theaters. You said something about movie theaters.
Yeah, I was seeing articles that even if states open certain cinemas back up, if states open cinemas back up, AMC won't be opening because company-wide they're still shut down.
Well, they have the rule on the beaches now that it's parties of 5 or less that they're allowing on the beach. But I don't know how they're going to moderate that. But, I mean, whatever. That's fine. But the gyms are reopening. Restaurants are reopening in a way, I guess, because they've been open. It's just been takeout or delivery or whatever it is.
Well, I mean, on my personal Insta, I follow, like, Chef Roy Choi out at Kogi, and Isaac Toops at Toops Meadery in New Orleans. And both of them are still, like, closed up but still doing the food
the
trucks.
The call-in and takeout and stuff. Well, that's what I'm talking about, though. Like, but the restaurants, I guess, are going to start letting people back in, which I personally don't agree with. I mean, I think it's fine the way it is. I agree with the gyms, and I agree with other things. Like, I don't know if I agree with a bowling alley. But, I mean, like I said, this is the first wave, so it's going to be a bunch of idiots. No offense. Like, if you're an idiot going to this, don't be offended, because you're an idiot.
I tell you what, though. You said nail salons are opening back
up?
Oh,
nail salons, too. Yeah.
My God, girl. Once my shop's open back up, I'm going to get my eyebrows waxed, and I'm getting a mani-pedi because it's been too long.
I hope you get coronavirus.
Okay.
No offense.
Well, I'm hoping I don't look like Eugene Levy anymore when I raise my eyebrows.
Or Eugene Moravia. Oh! Yeah. Sorry, nobody knows who that is, but he lives down in Boynton Beach, Florida. And he's a cunt. But anyway.
Wow.
Noah.
And I thought all your exes lived in Texas.
I don't have one ex that lives in Texas because I do not... I just don't. I don't like Texas.
There's worse places.
Like Alabama.
Oh, or Mississippi.
Ooh, or Michigan.
Or Michigan, which I thought we weren't going to talk about them anymore, especially after you wanted to just blow the whole state up.
I still want to blow the whole state up. They're lucky I do not have enough explosives, and I do not want a record. But hey, you know, everybody doesn't like something, and now everybody knows what I don't like for the second time.
If we're going to catch a charge, no one I'd rather catch one with.
That's true. And then we can just Thelma and Louise it.
Gang, gang.
We ain't going to jail.
They'll never take us alive. That's for damn sure.
Nope. But yeah. So everything's opening. And people are going to start getting away from their family.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm tired of you.
I mean, what was it happened last weekend? You're like, you didn't want to be around me anymore.
No.
It's like, no offense, but just fuck off somewhere else.
I mean, I need my space. I don't like people. Like, I like my solidarity. I find solitude in it and comfort. And I genuinely don't want to fucking be around people all the time. And I'm around you all the time. And I do want to kill you because you get on my fucking nerves.
Like, I mean,
I love you. Like, you're my best friend, but.
No. I mean, the feeling is very mutual.
Good. Thank fucking God.
Like, several times I'm sitting over there on my side of the couch. Because we have to maintain social distancing.
And it's a big fucking couch. It's like one of those.
Sectionals.
And. You always stare. You're a fucking creeper. Like, I catch you looking at me all the time. I'm just like, what the fuck is this bitch looking at?
Oh, I'm sorry that my best friend's so goddamn gorgeous.
Okay.
I can't help but stare from time to time.
So you have a big lesbian crush on me, basically.
No, not a lesbian crush on you. Just like, I admire the shit out of you. There, I said
okay,
it.
Well, stop staring at me. Like, watch the fucking TV. Like, just stop. It's these little things that get on my nerves that shouldn't get on my nerves. So it just does. Like, it's like, can you stop fucking blinking so loud, or can you just fuck off? Can you leave?
Hey, and I did that.
You did, and it was better. And I got to play the piano, and I got to just sit in silence. I can walk around naked if I want to, which I don't, But if I wanted to, I could.
I mean, I walked around naked the other night. You just didn't see it because you had already gone night-night.
Well, that's some disturbing news that I had no idea.
I walked to the kitchen. I got a snack.
You were eating late at night?
I mean...
What did you get a snack of? Hey. Hold on. What were you snacking on, first of all?
May have been a salt and vinny.
Are you fucking kidding me? You should not be snacking past a certain... Really? And that's how people get fat.
Well, I mean, you have to be slim to get fat, but I'm already...
That's true.
I'm already a bit plump. Rotund.
What is it? More cushion for the pushin', the people say? Wow. Or is that a whole slang? What? That was kind of a compliment, I think.
I mean, I have been described as a moped. Fun to ride, but don't let your friends see you doing it.
Oh my god, isn't that like a lot lizard?
No, a lot lizard is a truck stop prostitute, aka a sleeper leaper.
I do not know these southern terms, but I want to.
Oh.
That is disgustingly disturbing. I guess I'm kind of sorry for calling you a lot lizard, but at the same time, I'm just like, no, maybe we should watch that documentary after all.
I know, we should have watched it when we watched The Wonderful Whites of West Virginia and Tiger King, because it kind of fits into that whole same vein of Americana.
Meth.
Yeah, meth.
Poor people.
Degeneracy.
Yeah. Places you don't want to visit.
I mean, the thing is, you can find a lot lizard, like, oh god, on the damn near to Dallas, you can find lot lizards.
In Dallas? Well,
like the truck stops out around like the outskirts of Dallas? Yeah.
Well, Dallas is kind of...
seedy, sketchy.
And the Cowboys are there, so most people there... If you're a Cowboy fan...
Or a Stars fan.
Don't care. Or a Stars fan, yeah.
Yeah.
Or a Dallas Mavs fan. Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Wait, what about the Rangers?
They can go fuck themselves, too. They're in my division. They can fuck off. Well, we don't have sports, so technically I don't have a division, but my fantasy division.
God, I miss sports.
Well, you're going to be missing it for a while. Hate to break it to you. Unless you're a wrestling fan, and then they're talking about doing wrestling shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't remember if they're going to open it up to the public, but they're talking about continuing, like, wrestling. Like, that's the only sport. Nobody fucking cares about wrestling.
No, I saw they did WrestleMania. Because I think Gronk was there?
Dan Gronkowski's retarded. Ooh.
Ooh, you said the R word?
Okay. That was a little, He is, though. I'm sorry. I'm not going to take it back. The man is stupid. He is stupid as shit. He can play...
I mean, him throwing his little hissy fit last year. Like, they were going to trade him from the New England Patriots to... Where was he going to go?
Tampa. He's in Tampa now.
He's in Tampa now. But last season, they were looking to trade him, and he's like, if that's what it's going to be, I'm just going to retire.
Oh, because he wants to suck Tom Brady's dick.
Yes, he is dick riding Tom Brady, but so is Julian Edelman. I'm surprised he hasn't gone to Tampa yet.
Yet. They're going to stack Tampa. Tom Brady's going to go out with a Super Bowl ring.
No, he's not.
I don't know.
Saints are going to put a stop to that.
I mean, if there is a God, yes. But we'll see, because Tom Brady is a cheating motherfucker. Bill Belichick's going there next, too. I guarantee it. They're all going to be sitting there circle jerking each other. In fucking Tampa.
Mm.
Maybe Carol Baskin can do us all a favor and kill them too.
Oh, we can only hope.
Yeah. Then nobody would have a problem with Carol Baskin. If she wants to save face, that's what she needs to do.
I mean, she could go from like public enemy number one to national hero.
Basically. Nobody would be mad at her anymore. We'd all forget about Don.
I know, right?
Rest in peace.
But speaking of Tom Brady in Tampa, did you see he got fined by the city?
Yeah, and he sat down and cried about it because he's a little bitch. And he sits when he pees. Let that be known. I am a firm believer that that is a true statement, and nobody, not even him, can change my mind.
I mean, I don't think anyone's going to.
Well.
Like, no one's going to attempt to change your mind, because...
They should. I like a good debate. Nobody really does it.
But the thing is, you're a master debater, and...
I am. That was a good wordplay. I'm not even mad.
You shouldn't be. I mean, as many puns as I make, one of them has to stick from time to time.
From time to time. If you're not... Oh, God, you got another thing. It gets on my nerves. I can't have a conversation without you, quoting a song or a movie or just busting into Broadway musical. It's fucking tiresome. I'm gonna kill myself.
I did reference Rent in Walmart the other day.
You did, but that was probably the highlight of everybody's Walmart day because Walmart fucking sucks.
Yeah, Walmart does suck.
It's dirty.
But I mean, when all else is closed, what you got?
We got nothing. We have been to numerous stores looking for, a 20-pound dumbbell? We have 10s. We have 15s now, finally. We have 25s, but the 20 has eluded us.
We have 120.
We have 120. We don't have 220s. We miss 420. There's so many things that are lacking.
I know.
I look down at it and I'm just disappointed immediately because it's right here beside me and it pisses me off.
I mean, we have the perfect set, but then we get to the 20s and it's like, oh, you're halfway there.
We're one nut short.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, if only we could do more with just that one, but no, you kind of need a whole set.
We could. You just don't want to fucking work out. Let's just go ahead and point that there. You've not worked out once since the coronavirus lockdown bullcrap has happened. Not once.
I mean, I don't think our listeners need to hear that.
They do need to hear that because Little Miss, oh, I'm all into fitness and I've lost 50 pounds and I'm doing well, hasn't worked out one fucking time.
I mean, I've gone on lots of walks.
Hasn't worked out one time.
Went on lots of walks. Let's not leave that off.
Yeah, but that's not a workout.
No,
I've
it's
even
not.
Told you, hey, I'm gonna work out. That's why I tell you to get fucking lost, because I'd rather work out by myself than hear you bitch and cry.
I do not.
Okay, you don't cry. So let's just go ahead and put this out there. When we were going to the gym at 4 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. every weekend on Saturday would be leg day. That was a designated leg day for you. I did legs probably twice throughout the week, and then I did leg day again on Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you make it through a single leg workout?
I mean...
No. Do not I mean. No disclaiming. No nothing. Did you make it through an entire leg workout?
I want to say yes, but I'm going to say no because I could not do it.
And why couldn't you do it?
Let's see. There are a multitude of reasons.
Okay, well, I'll just go ahead and throw it out there. Because you're a lazy fucking piece of shit. You, no. You are a lazy piece of shit, and you would complain during lunges. I had to kick you out of my room each fucking time, super pissed off, and tell you to go do other machines, and then go do cardio, because you cannot do leg day.
I mean, it's true, but my knees are pretty bad.
I don't give a fuck. I don't have cartilage in one of my knees, so that's not a good enough excuse.
Okay, it's fair.
It is fair. Oh, God, I wish people would see your face right now.
Well, thank God we haven't reached to the point where we have video footage of the studio.
Oh, that's coming. After like 10 episodes, we're going to wind up video recording. And then people are going to see. And then it's just going to be holy shit.
Oh, it's going to be even more of a shit show.
Probably.
Because they can see how you treat me.
Which is amazing. And then they can see what I did to you. Because I took 50 pounds off of you.
You did.
So they can see and judge all they want to. If they want to lose fat too, holla at your girl. Whatever. I'm just saying, you did not complete one leg day, and I have made you cry in the gym numerous times, and not because I was being rude, let's just go ahead and throw that out there.
No, because I got frustrated.
Yeah, and because she was like, oh, I can't do this, I just can't. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, can't is a very large part of my vocabulary.
Yeah, and it's what gets you in trouble a lot of times.
And it's like literally the worst four-letter word I could say.
To me.
No, well, in general.
To me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it pisses me off. And when I get pissed off, I become very...
A goddamn nightmare is what you become.
I'm beautiful though, so nightmare.
Now who's the one referencing songs?
I'm not referencing any song.
I thought that was a song.
I don't reference songs like you, so nice try.
Okay, well, whatever.
Yeah, definitely not me.
Where were we?
We were talking about... I have no idea.
Like, did we pull a Bert?
We did pull a Bert Kreischer. Great.
Jesus Christ. No.
When in doubt, spread them out. We're good now, right?
I mean, if we were playing a game of Bertus Interruptus, we would drink right now.
We'd be drunk.
Oh my God, yes.
I don't have that kind of attention span, I don't feel. I might. I do.
Well, we've already established that I don't memory so good.
You don't memory at all.
Like, I make Dory look like a master of short-term memory.
Really not a good reference that's helping you. It's making people think that they shouldn't listen to you because they're going to get stupid by proxy.
I mean...
It's not far-fetched.
It's they're not wrong. I mean, because we can get downright ignorant, but...
Wow. We can. We got Monopoly, though.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, and Uno. So
Monopoly and Uno because we couldn't find 20-pound weights in Walmart. I feel like that's what we were complaining about.
Yeah, well, no. We were complaining about that, and then we just wandered up a couple rows and found the board games, and yeah, now we're going to destroy our friendship and business partnership.
Oh, yeah, probably. What game did they have that I was so disgusted with? Feminist Nazi?
No, it was Ms. Monopoly.
What?
Why did you say Nazi?
I don't know.
Why did you say... What?
I'm sorry.
Time out. Time out.
I'm sorry. I looked down at my phone and somebody messaged me and told me that I was a Nazi. And I was thinking, well, it's feminist monopoly. I'm not a Nazi.
You're a gym Nazi. A food Nazi.
A fun Nazi, apparently, too.
I mean, I'm pleading the fifth because...
So we were literally talking about this last time, saying that you shouldn't say Nazi, da-da-da-da-da, and now Nazi's going to be trending.
We've said Nazi like 8 times already, in the span of 2 minutes.
It was less than 2 minutes.
Yeah,
it wasn't even a full minute, because I was talking about feminist Nazi when I meant feminist monopoly.
Oh, yeah, Ms. Monopoly or whatever it's called.
That is the stupidest shit I've ever seen in my life. I'm sorry, I'm a woman. I like women empowerment, but I don't like that shit. I don't like the over-the-top feminist bullshit, and I don't agree with most of it. And I'm not going to get political, because like my mind literally just went political, and I was about to go off. But I don't give enough of a fuck about politics and arguing with people who think that they have a point that they're going to make me see, because let me be abundantly clear, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, the box itself is like... The first game where women make more than men, it's like...
That's so fucking stupid.
Well, that's so counterproductive to true feminism. Like, true feminism is everyone's equal.
No.
Women are equal to men. It's true equality.
Women want to be better than men. And, I mean, to be clear, women, for the most part, are better than men. Like, we are. But just the whole attitude and movement behind it and the way that most of these people go about it, like setting examples for the younger generation. This is why all these little bitches, and I'm saying bitches because it's only bitches who act like this. It's not little girls and ladies and women. They're bitches. They come out with the nasty attitude and like, oh, well, you're not going to grab me by my pussy or my pussy grabs back. I'm like, that's cool, I guess. I mean, I get what you're trying to say, yeah. But you could probably say it a little bit better.
Well, like, have you seen some of these people, though?
I have, and they're trash.
They look rough.
They do look rough, and even the people who are big and famous and who are all about the women and feminism is awesome, and I'm this and I'm that, they don't even do it properly, so it's lost in translation, like you said.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's not even what it's about. It's lost, and now it's just a fucking dick measuring contest with proverbial dicks and real dicks and then dickhead personality.
Yeah.
It's just not fun, and I don't like it.
It really ruins a perfectly good movement. Like, there was a good movement at first.
It was, because you had women backing each other up, like, women turning around, lifting them up, like, saying, hell yeah, that's a great job, or you did this, or I got your back, I'm gonna support you. And now it's just like, hey girl, show me your pussy, and let's talk about how this is all this, and we're gonna shit talk, and we're not gonna make sense about anything, and we're not gonna lift each other up, we're gonna fight each other, and if you disagree with me, fuck you, and I'm gonna bully you. Like,
well, I mean, it's because we've come to a point as a nation where it's more important to break us apart into smaller subsects and have an us against them mentality.
It's because we are easier to control that way.
Oh, of course.
Because, God forbid, if we all actually had each other's back, we would be an unstoppable force. But people are too stupid. Mm-hmm. And the media rules everything.
And that's why we can't have nice things.
Exactly. That's why we don't deserve nice things. And that's why we have the coronavirus.
Well, I thought that was because we were eating each other's buttholes.
No. That was the other virus that we had.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's just a continuous spiral of just bullshit.
How did we get to this point? We did it again, damn it.
Oops.
No. We did it again. We got off topic again. We talked about board games.
We had a Britney moment. What do you want?
I mean, I want you to leave Britney alone.
I will never leave Britney alone. And it was feminist Nazi monopoly is what we were talking about. And that's how we got into that. So we're technically still on the topic at hand, I think.
Okay, well, let's just cycle back to where we were.
Okay, family time with coronavirus and board games.
Yes. So who do you think's going to murder whom after the first game of Uno?
In this situation
In this
here?
Home.
Oh, I'm definitely the one that's murdering. I'm Latin.
Yeah, I see
I'm
that
happening. I'm burying, too.
But, like, I'm...
Fucked.
No, I'm redneck as hell.
That's fine. But who's meaner?
Oh, you. Like, without a doubt,
wow,
you.
That was, like, no hesitation at
none
all.
None whatsoever.
Just throw that shit out there.
Well, I mean, game-recognized game player.
It is true. And my friend, he's coming up here this weekend. And
mm.
He has no idea how fucked he is.
Fucked!
Literally in more ways than one.
Oh, he don't even have one kookaroo.
He has no kookaroos. Not one kookaroo.
Sergio gonna be okay.
You all are fucked. That's the funnest shit.
Oh my god.
But seriously, like,
Uno exists to just dismantle friendships.
Friendships and Monopoly destroys families. Okay, so
it's story time?
This is a story time. Like, my dad set the example of temper tantrums for our family.
Oh god.
And even to this day, like when we go home to visit him, he gets super pissed off when we bring it up. We were all playing Monopoly, like a good family.
Something wholesome, like a Norman Rockwell painting.
So wholesome. Dad has a pipe in his mouth. Mom comes in with fresh muffins. Yeah, right. My mom does not do that. She is an asshole, and she's full Italian. She does not care. Everybody already knows she beat me with yardsticks, so they know she's not making muffins.
No.
But we're sitting there, like, we're playing Monopoly, and I don't remember which one of my brothers is one. He had Park Place and Boardwalk. And he housed that bitch up. My dad kept landing on it. Like, he couldn't not land on it. And when the one time he didn't land on it, he landed on the luxury tax. And he lost his fucking mind. Now, keep in mind, this is a grown-ass man, like, in his 40s at the time.
Oh, Jesus.
And he lands on it again. And my brother looks at him. He's like, "Annie up, pony boy." My dad picked up the Monopoly thing and tossed it across the room. It was like, "Fuck this and fuck that, and you don't fucking talk to me like that." And we're sitting there looking at my mom, was like, "It's just a fucking game." And he was like, "You didn't land on Park Place. You didn't lose all your money." And we're like, "Dad, that's fake ass money. Like, you still got rent money. Calm down." We all got sent to our rooms. So, of course, we didn't even live there at the time. Like, not all of us. I think Omar was gone. Mm-hmm. No. Me and Steven were there, but Omar and Taryn were not. And they got sent to their rooms.
Weren't even there, got sent to the room.
Huh?
Were they even there?
Oh, no, they were there.
Oh, they were
there.
But
okay. They didn't live there anymore. Oh. This was a family gathering.
These were adults.
These were, I mean, quotation marks, adults.
Yeah, Omar.
So, shut up. Don't
That's not me moaning at it. Oh. No, that's me like,
I'm so tired of people thinking my older brother is hot. It's disgusting. All my fucking female friends want him, and I have threatened to stab and or shoot them in the face if they ogle him in my presence.
I mean, he's fit. Right there. He's fit.
I don't care.
He's got tattoos. He's got that bad boy look. He's got
a bad boy look. He's a skeez. And I hope he hears this. Like,
oh, you know he's going to hear it.
I don't care.
Because he supports you in all you do.
Yeah, and his fucking skeeziness.
He's a good big brother.
Anyway, don't make me do a Bert Kreischer moment. That was absolutely your fault. But we went back, like, I think it was for Easter because there was something going on. Like, one of my brothers had a kid. And mind you, there were grandchildren there at this time. Lots of fun. And we go there. And my mom's like, "Oh, we should do a family activity. We should play some sort of game. Like, we have, you remember, like, Tekken and Killer Instinct and stuff?"
Oh,
like,
yeah.
My family, like, they have the old school games and shit, and we play. And I looked at Steven, and I was like, no. It's like, we should play a board game. And Steven's like, "How about we play Monopoly, Dad?" He loses his fucking mind, like, gets up and his coffee and everything spills. He's like, "I'm gonna go make a phone call. Like, I can't do this right now." And so Omar, being the dickhead he is like, "Oh, come on, Dad." He's like, "You won't lose any real money this time." He's like, "Maybe you'll get Park Place." And he told us to get the fuck out. And then you have grandkids crying because they think that we're in trouble. And my dad tells him to shut up. He's like, "Grow up." And the kids are like 4 or 5. He goes off on everybody. And the house Monopoly has ruined our family.
I mean,
I should text my dad right now. Like, "Hey, you want to play it up?" He loses his fucking mind.
I'm kind of curious to see what he responds.
Okay, I'll text him. Like, I ain't even tripping. But he hates it. Like, hates it. So that's the Monopoly story. Like,
we didn't so much play board games when I was a kid. Like, we didn't do the whole family thing. I got two younger brothers.
Like, kick the can?
Oh, no. We played a lot of video games. Like, oh. That's why we all have a weight problem.
Okay, fair enough.
But no, my brother, Dylan, was the world's worst. Like, he is the sorest loser you'll ever meet. He'll talk mad shit whenever he's beating you, and he loves to play, like, Madden and...
All the games I hate.
All the games I love, too.
I know.
Like, Madden, NHL, FIFA, like, sports games. Like, those are right in his wheelhouse. And he'll play Call of Duty, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, when we were kids, though, we'd be playing Madden or even NCAA football, which I just absolutely loved as a game.
Boo.
I wanted to come back, damn it.
Like, I just don't care.
Like, it's been since 2013, but we need it back. It would bring this country.
We don't need it back.
It would bring this country together, damn it.
No, you know what would bring this country together? The goddamn plague we deserve, full of zombies and not toilet paper and people who can't wipe their own ass. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, so my brother would talk mad shit, and once he started losing, and that the clock started getting closer and closer to the end of the fourth quarter. This little shithead, every time.
Would he turn it off?
Oh, he'd turn off the console, or he'd unplug it from the wall. Like, oh, I guess we don't know who, I guess we won't ever know who wins.
Oh, what a little bitch.
Oh, but I got the greatest revenge last year.
Last year? You guys still do that shit?
Oh, yeah, we did it at Christmas.
Dude, he's like fucking a grown-ass adult.
Oh, I was 30. He was, what?
I don't know.
2.5 years younger than me. So he was 27. 27. His birthday's in June, mine's in December. So Christmas, we're sitting around the TV like, oh, family. So I'd gotten the Madden 19, FIFA 19, and NHL 19 all for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So we're playing the games, see who's better at what. So we start playing Madden, he beats me. I'm like, okay, no big deal. So we switch over to NHL. Oh, girl. I start, like, he's ahead of me most of the game, and I managed to get on the last second. I got ahead of him, and it was just a fluke score. Time goes off, final buzzer, and I win that game. He's like, okay, now we're going to put in FIFA, see who's really better.
But, like, wait a second. He beat you in Madden, and you beat him in NHL?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gives a shit about NHL. Whoa. When you said that, I was like, really? You think that fucking matters? Like,
oh, it matters. It matters.
It doesn't. He beat you in Madden.
All of our listeners in our neighborhood, Canada? They think they've got mad respect for me.
Do they? Right now. Oh, okay, yeah, totally. Well, you can go follow that bitch on Instagram then, but like.
But anyway. Anyway, he's like, all right, we're going to put in FIFA now, see who's really the best. I'm like, okay. Nah, I don't want to do that.
I don't know nothing about soccer.
I told him, I don't want to do that. I'm good. He's like, what? No. I was like, no, I'm good. I don't have to prove anything. If anything, you have more to prove than I do, so.
But he beat you in Madden.
But I beat him in NHL. I'm like, I'm fine being as good at video games as you, Dylan.
No, there can only be one. That is a sibling thing.
No, that's a thing. He is so hyper-competitive that it drove him fucking crazy and it ruined his Christmas.
It just ruined my fucking day. Like, how do you not go out on that and be like, nah, fuck you, son, and do this? Like, I told you, Killer Instinct, that game I mentioned?
Yeah.
I am still to this day undefeated in Killer Instinct. My brothers can't beat me. My freaking bitch-ass dad can't beat me with his sorry, like, attitude.
Oh, girl, I've still got a record on Super Smash Brothers from N64 back in the day.
I'm just saying, like, there can only be one in the family.
Oh, yeah.
I am that one. I don't play games anymore now. Like, my brother's, like, Call of Duty and stuff like that. And
girl, you
I'm
know
really
we just
that.
Got Resident Evil 3.
I know, and whatever that
Days
other
Gone?
Game, Days Gone. I love zombie games. Like, zombie games and shooting games, like, that's my shit.
I can't deal.
I love it, but there can only be one. So you really need to resolve that.
No, because it eats away. I'm playing a mind game with him at this point.
But
and it's fun.
I don't like it.
Well,
in my mind, you're a loser. Is that how you want to be?
No.
Is this where you want to be when Jesus comes back? Because he didn't come back on Easter.
I mean, he'll be back in May. Because that's the way things go. You gotta progress into worse things.
No, Darth Vader will be back. It's May the 4th.
Oh, well, supposedly the gyms are going to be back open then? Here?
But Jesus doesn't work out. He was...
Oh, don't you do it.
Okay.
He had a sweet six-pack.
Did he?
I mean, if you were to believe the Catholics and their crucifixes. Crucifixes? Crucifixes?
Crucifies? Like cacti?
Ooh.
I like it.
Crucifixin, like oxen.
Crucifixin, like vixen. Oh, okay. I don't know where this is going.
Linguistically speaking, we are off the rails.
We are way off the rails. Like, we're done with that area. No.
But no, like, video games, like, that brought me up a long way through my childhood.
Your childhood? What about traumahood? Like,
trauma?
Does the dishwasher bring any trauma?
I mean, not really.
Because I feel trauma from hearing that story, kind of like you felt trauma when you couldn't get the dishwasher to drain.
Okay, in my defense...
You're an idiot?
I don't ever use the damn thing.
In your defense, you can't read either.
I mean, I can read.
You can read. Yeah. So when you look at things, let's just paint a picture for everybody who's listening.
Okay.
We were going to use the dishwasher because we had a lot of dishes, and her job is to wash the dishes because I cook. Like, I cook everything. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, I do. I cook everything that matters in our healthiness because you are an unhealthy asshole. So do not look at me like that.
I'm about to say, I made some damn good ribeyes.
Yeah, them shits were fire. But the dishwasher. She opens the dishwasher. Oh, well, there's some water down here, and oh, this needs to be drained. So I'm sitting on the couch thinking, hey, you know, she's smart. She'll figure it out. All I hear is a bunch of banging, a bunch of clanging. And there is a button on there because she just got up to go see if there was a button.
Okay, so.
Nice fucking try. No, we're not done. No. I'm telling my story. Because right. You don't get to interject because this is your dumbass.
Wow.
Sitting in there banging things around and coming to crying. Like, I get in there and I'm like, you don't know how to fucking do this? Like, you can't read? You don't know how to do this? And tears well up in her eyes. And she starts to get super sensitive. She's like, I'm frustrated. I don't know how to do this. And I'm like, okay, well, there's a button right here. And I push it and it starts draining. And she's already gone.
Okay. In my defense.
In your defense.
It's not that I couldn't read. It's just that it was very small type.
Oh, very small type. Like every other button on that machine.
No. It's a smaller font size than everything else.
So instead of leaning over to read every button, we decided to throw a hissy fit. And then me.
I did not throw a hissy fit.
And then me. I have to get up. You didn't throw a hissy fit, bitch. You cried. You cried. Tears.
I may have had tears, but it was crying. Not a hissy fit. It was not a hissy fit.
Okay, so never mind. She cried like a little bitch. It wasn't a hissy fit. I'm going to clear that up. So I had to come in there and save the day and press the button. And then we washed the dishes. But all I'm saying is, she's a bitch.
I mean,
facts are facts.
Hashtag I feel very personally attacked.
Yes, you should. Like, that was some dumbass shit.
I mean, yeah. But when you're injecting estrogen into your body, it fucks with you.
I can't relate because, you know, I don't know. I just bleed from my vagina and ride the cotton pony, as you call it.
They're called the cotton pony or the cotton camel.
You called it a cotton pony.
Okay.
But this is the whole thing going back to, like, the coronavirus and being stuck indoors with family. Like, this is what happens. Like,
you will get under
what
your
did I say earlier?
Skin.
We should do, like, there was a show called Trading Spouses.
Oh,
I feel like
God.
We should do that now so we can go spend time with other fucking families and, like, build up resentment toward them instead of people that we actually
not
like.
Not only build up resentment toward them, but build a fondness and nostalgia for the people that drive us crazy the most, our loved ones.
Sure, that too, but mostly what I said. But it's okay, like, spending too much time with family, see? Like, I can't even word properly. It's not always a good thing, and I'm not saying that, like, we don't love each other, and I wouldn't beat the crap out of somebody if they ever did you wrong or disrespected you, but,
I would pistol whip someone for you.
I want to beat the crap out of you sometimes, and it's just, like, when I spent that time with my brother, he shot me in the fucking face! Not with a real, pellet gun.
What did you do to deserve it?
Nothing. I didn't do anything. He was playing. Okay, this is another story time, apparently. These are all my stories, and people are finding out how fucked up I am and why I am the way I am. Whatever. Like, I was back home visiting. My brother was the only one at home, and he was there with his friend Blaine. And Blaine's a good kid, but not in this fucking story. I wanted to beat his ass, too. They're out there mouthing off about something, and I had said, you know what? I don't want to do this. Like, I'm going to go inside.
Time out. So someone related to you was mouthy? What? You're saying that runs in your family or something?
Well.
Shocked.
Shocking. You don't know the half of it. If all of us were together, you'd probably, like, leave and never come back.
Oh, I'd leave in tears, probably.
Yeah, you probably would. But, like, my brother, he was mouthing off about something. I came back around the corner, and he had the pellet gun, like, pointed right there. And I dodged, and it bounced off one of the car mirrors and shot me in my fucking face.
Ooh.
I immediately, like, I lost all expressions. I don't even remember anything that I said past that. All I remember is he ran. Blaine ran down the road. Steven ran in the house and, like, shut the door, you know, the screen doors, and locked it. I had a knife on me, surprising. I'm half Puerto Rican, half Italian, so.
Stereotypes galore here.
Hey, whatever. Got them hoop earrings, too. Pretty sure I had those on that day. So, there it all is. I cut through the screen and cut him. It cut him from his, like, right above his nipple, right down through his nipple. And
ouch.
I unlocked that fucking screen door and I beat his ass. I beat the shit out of him.
Whilst he had a chest wound.
And we didn't even take his bitch ass to the hospital. My mom, she grounded me. I didn't even live there. But I was fucking grounded. Like, she's like, when you go back home, you're not doing this, this, and that. I'm like, but I gotta work. She's like, no, you don't. I'm like, okay. But, like, she told Steven, she's like, you did this, you clean it up. That's just a wound. We're not taking you to the hospital. You shot her in the face. She's like, how are we gonna explain that to the cops? I'm like, I don't know, Mom. Honestly, and just get it all out there. But he has a scar. Still to this, fuck yeah, he has a scar. And every time I see him, I'm like, hey, did you learn your lesson? And obviously he didn't, because I had to beat his ass out in the yard, I think, like, the year after that.
Okay, so I'm just going to say this, and I don't want you to, like, get offended and try to hurt me.
Oh, great.
But, like, I'm just going to say it. You engaged in some really white trash shit as a child.
I did. And I am not ashamed of it. Like, siblings are supposed to grow up and fight with each other. Like, oh, yeah. That is what you do. But anybody fights with your sibling, and you see you unite like crazy. Like, nobody fucks with your family.
No, they don't.
And nobody picked on my brother. Nobody picked on me. Nobody picked on any of us. Like, there was one instance, and I handled that because my older brothers weren't home. I shot a kid with a bow and arrow.
It was Katniss Everdeen.
This was before that. His name was Bryce McWilliams, and he used to pick on my brother. He literally lived like three houses down.
Bryce?
Bryce, yeah. And like he hit my brother so hard. He had a golf ball like size wound on his arm. Like he'd hit him so hard with something, and it just bubbled up like that. And my mom had went to the school and said, hey, this happened here. You guys need to do something about it. And they didn't do anything about it. And the guy kept picking on my brother. And I think this was when I was in college.
Oh, like at Gainesville?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So when I got to come back home, like me and this kid, Bryce, when we were younger, he had a crush. And I was like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, it's never going to fucking happen. I don't do that. And especially with people that used to be my brother's friends and like anyone from that town, I'm not trying to have roots and tie down. Like I had aspirations and goals. There was nothing that was going to keep me there. But he was mouthing off and he called me like a bitch or something like that. And I went outside and I was like, what did you say to me? And he was like, you heard what I said, just like your little brother, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay. And like, we used to do longbow competitions. Like my dad had us into that. I loved it. And I'm very good with bow and arrow. We have soft tips where it doesn't have a tip on it. It's just like the metal and it's flat.
Yeah.
It's still like, if you're shot with that at a close range, oh my God. It'll hurt you.
Yeah.
It hurt him. I thought I killed him because I pulled back and I just like shot it far enough and it hit him right here in his abdomen and he fell. Like he crumpled. And I was like, oh my fucking God, I killed this kid. I run out there. I'm like, are you okay? And he's sitting there crying. And I was like, that's what the fuck you get. You're not even bleeding. Don't pick on my little brother anymore. And I went crazy. And then my little brother's out there on the phone telling my mom I shot somebody. And I was like, dude, I was like, I just shot him for you. What the fuck are you doing? Like, you don't rat. That's like sibling 101.
Well, hold up. Was this before or after you cut his nipple open?
After. So he became a rat.
Okay. Well,
he became a rat bastard.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, like, that could justify you cutting him through his nipple because snitches do, in fact, get stitches.
Well, I stitched him before he did that. It was a preemptive cut, so he clearly fucking deserved it.
I mean, you're not wrong.
But, yeah. I mean, this shit happens. Like, but
that's you don't fuck with you don't fuck with family.
You don't fuck with family. Like, it doesn't matter if you and your siblings fight amongst each other. That's perfectly normal.
Mm-hmm.
But this shit happens when you're tied together for too long. Like, people get shot, people get stabbed. I mean, maybe that's just in the Latin culture.
No, because I remember throwing a brick at Dylan when we were very young.
People used to say that, like, fighting with your siblings or having a rough childhood like that, which I don't consider it rough. It was pretty freaking cool. It toughens you up. Oh, hell yeah, it does. I feel like it's a lot of the reason why I am the way I am. But I wouldn't change a thing. Like, we didn't do shit to, like, get anybody in trouble. We didn't hurt other people.
Oh, no.
We never picked on anybody. We were actually really nice to other people. Like, we didn't bully. We were actually, and still to this day, are very anti-bully. Like, if I catch you bullying somebody, I'm gonna fucking show you bully.
Oh, yeah.
But we were good kids.
I mean, no, that's the thing. Like, but the thing was, if, like, you ever did get in a fight like that, it was never, don't start shit, but finish it.
Yeah, and that's what set that apart. I was only in one freaking fight in high school. And I told you that a long time ago. This girl spit in my face and I had to fucking take her out. Like, I can't.
Because that's just disrespectful.
You can't be disrespectful. You can't be seen as no bitch like that. Like, it sets the tone for how people think they can come at you. Nope. Had to take her down. And I did.
Good.
I got suspended.
Wait, in school or out of school?
No, out of school.
Ooh.
I was suspended for 3 days and the people wanted 7. But the guy, Mr. Schrader, he really liked me. And he asked me what happened. I was like, she fucking spit in my face. And he's like, okay. He's like, that was justifiable. He's like, but she crawled up to my office, and we have to take some kind of action.
Wait. You didn't finish to the point where she couldn't crawl?
Oh, no. She
did after, you stomp on her legs like Rick James?
I didn't, but I should have. Because if I did, then she might have learned a little bit more. She never disrespected me again. And she, like, 3 years ago tried to add me on Facebook. And I was like, are you fucking serious? Do I need to travel back up there and beat your ass again? I have a lot of people from high school thinking that, oh, I found you on Facebook. Let's add and be friends. Like, motherfucker, I didn't like you then. What makes you think that I'm grown enough to, like, get over my pettiness from back then? I'm not.
You're not. Well, you're too petty.
No. Like, the patron saint prince of petty has taught me well. Fuck you. If it's fuck you back then, it's fuck you now. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. I don't play that shit. And I don't like them. I don't like people.
No. Like, you really don't like people.
I don't.
And, like, it's so funny, like, because we'll go for walks. Like, the way you, like, interact with people is, like, 0 to 60 in no time fast. Like, you make Tesla's ludicrous mode look like nothing. Dinesh. But no, like, you'll start talking shit about someone who's, like, 100 yards away. And, like, once they get about 20 yards, you're like, you start, okay, volume's going down a little bit. We're talking between the two of us.
Because I have kind of respect.
And then they get 10 feet from us, like, oh, hey, how are you?
That's because I'm so bored. And just, it's this coronavirus stuff. The way people walk, it's on my nerves. Like, God damn it. Like, just fucking get your shit together. And I get upset. And then...
Well, I mean, the clusters of people walking really bothers me.
And then when we're walking on the path and people have, like... They don't have the common decency to say, oh, well, people are coming. We should scoot over. And then it's automatically like, well, I'm not moving. It's a game of chicken. We're going to see who moves first. And it's not me any of the times.
I think stand we there. Just start coughing as we go in there. Like, we don't have the Ronas, but we need to start doing that to make them move.
I prefer my method because I don't want to cough on anybody and catch a charge for coughing. Of all things to catch a charge on, that would be it. And I'd be very
Wouldn't
upset.
That be some shit?
And then I wouldn't get hired anywhere, even though nobody's getting hired anywhere. So it might be worth it.
I mean, show up at county. What are you in for?
Coughing.
Coughed on a bitch.
Cough like Zoolander. Exactly. Like, oh, well, you're apparently, you're going to get raped. Like, you're the rapey.
Oh, I know. You're not the badass rolling into the yard like that. No.
You're the sore ass.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a fucking mental picture, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Surprise sex is great unless you're in jail.
You become Tobias Beecher.
Ooh, my God, that kid. He got... that's a rape.
Mm-hmm. Can't look at J.K. Simmons the same after
no,
that.
No, absolutely not. That show has ruined a lot of people for me. And trying to watch again just didn't work because I wasn't interested.
No. I mean, but it's one of the greatest shows HBO's ever done. Like, it's right up there with The Sopranos and almost to the point of The Wire.
I didn't watch The Wire.
Excuse me?
Nope, didn't watch The Wire. I don't watch a lot of TV, in all fairness. Take that into consideration.
But the thing is, you kind of have a thing for Idris Elba.
He is fine.
And he is in that first season.
It doesn't matter, though.
Stringer Bell!
I don't care. I don't... I'm just not interested. Because I have nothing better to do with my time.
I mean, what the fuck else you got to do?
Oh, now I have nothing to do and I don't want to watch it. I'd rather watch documentaries about meth. I'm just going to be honest. That's what's trending.
I mean, yeah.
But yeah, see, we got off topic again, I think.
No, I think we're kind of doing right.
Were we? Because it didn't feel right. So that's probably why.
We were telling stories about family because we went from board games into video games into family time.
Ah, people being bored. Okay, yeah. It's family time. Speaking of people being bored... fake numbers being created by imbeciles. I'm going to drop somebody's name on here, and I genuinely hope they listen. I really do. His name is Kevin Johnson.
Oh.
Oh, yes. He has made numerous fake numbers harassing numerous people, and that's just another example of why things need to reopen, because he's allegedly a personal trainer down in South Florida. Yeah.
I mean, he needs to be able to get back into a decent Subaru.
A decent suit because he's driving a fucking Daewoo and he can't even afford it. He can't even afford it. But he's been sending messages like faking people's deaths. Saying
Are you serious?
That, oh, this person, yeah, saying this person just died trying to get attention from
what
all sorts
fucking
of people.
Scumbag.
He is a scumbag and he's not really a good personal trainer. He's actually a very bad person. So just a little shout out there because I'm petty and if you come at me with dumb shit, please believe you will be put on blast.
I just love the fact that you picked someone with a very, like, common name.
Yes, Kevin Ricardo Johnson.
Oh, shoot.
So it's not so common anymore, is it? Hide your kids, hide your wife.
We come for everybody out here, sounds like it.
I'm just saying, this might very well be a petty episode. I'm not sure, but whatever. It's all good. So, yeah.
Well, that seems like a nice stopping spot.
Words.
Words are hard.
Words are very hard.
And to think we're trying to talk for a living.
Good luck with that. So, yeah.
But no, I think that's a good spot to stop for this week. We've had our little therapy session. So we're going to go ahead and leave you all. And hopefully we've been entertaining enough for you to come back next week.
I'm entertained. And I know, like... I think other people are entertained.
I mean, we think we're hilarious.
Yeah, that's the problem. We might not be hilarious. We might be borderline problematic.
No, oh, I see what you did there.
I just hit the drums. Anyway.
But yeah, that's it for this episode. Thank you all for taking the time, and we hope you'll be with us next week. In the meantime, follow us on Instagram @borderlineproblematic. And until next week, we out!